This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, October 19th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. One of the largest trading blocks in the world is managed by the trade deal between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. It's called the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Negotiations are now being conducted to renew or cancel the agreement. Meanwhile, the largest labor federation in the U.S., the AFL-CIO, is warning that the talks may end disastrously for workers. Celeste Drake is a trade policy specialist with the AFL-CIO.
Let's start with transparency. Are the three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, negotiating openly so that we know the rules of the new NAFTA that will apply to us? No, they are not. They are still negotiating behind closed doors with secret texts. They're failing on that front. What about labor? Will the new NAFTA contain rules that ensure workers have the freedom to join together and negotiate for higher wages and better working conditions? The U.S. proposal is not targeted to protect workers, particularly workers in Mexico. The Canadian proposal is much better and would offer better protections to ensure workers have freedoms. Where will it end up? We just don't know. What about investment? Will the new NAFTA continue to give foreign corporations access to private tribunals where they can challenge our laws and our regulations? We just don't know. What about currency? Will the new NAFTA ensure that the three countries can't play games with their currency to gain a trade advantage over the other ones? We just don't know. Finally, what about content? Will the new NAFTA contain rules that ensure high North American content so that we can be confident that our workers will have more jobs and higher wages? We just don't know. So what do we know? These negotiations are moving really quickly, and unless they improve it and make sure that the content and the rules are good for working families, it's going to be a disaster.
Public sector workers in the UK are fighting back against poverty-causing wage caps. C-Marie Ainsborough has a report.
Thousands of workers and their supporters rallied in London this week to protest the anti-austerity policies of the ruling Conservative government. The rally was organized by the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC represents 5.5 million workers in 50 unions. The rally, which was held in front of the Parliament buildings, highlighted the plight of public sector workers who have been under severe wage controls for 7 years. One of the workers who spoke at the rally was Ruth Duncan, a teacher from Harrow and a member of the NASU-WT Teachers Union.
4 million children living in poverty, thirds of them in working families. 100,000 children homeless. New food banks opening every day. Children arriving in school without the proper footwear and clothing for the weather conditions. Young people choosing courses not on the basis of their talents and aspirations, but whether their parents can afford the equipment and textbooks. Children walking miles to school because their parents cannot afford the bus fare. Children arriving in school too hungry to concentrate. These aren't statistics of some far distant developing country. These shameful and scandalous statistics are today in the UK as a result of an economic policy which has savagely cut the wages of ordinary working people, plundered their pensions, stripped them of their jobs, and decimated the services on which they rely.
The TUC is campaigning for a wage increase for public sector workers who have seen their pay decrease in real terms because of inflation. A poll conducted for the TUC shows that 76% of voters in the UK support giving the workers a decent wage increase. This is C-Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter @Radio Labor. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.